Hey guys, it's your boy, and you're listening to me on Sunrise Radio.
Thank you very much for taking time out for our Sunrise Radio listeners. Before we go into the track, which I'm really excited about, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what brought you to where you are at the moment?
Okay, so yeah, I'm 21 years old and I'm from South London. And I've been doing music like from a young age, so, you know, started singing at like 8, 9, 10, and then, you know, I think it was at 16 years old, that's when I started taking it more seriously. So I started writing my own music, I started putting out covers on YouTube, and then also attended a music college where I obviously just strengthened my songwriting and singing abilities. And then I think it was 9 months ago that I came across my manager now, from name is Ash, and he works with a management group called NLP, and we just worked on a couple of singles for the last 9 months, and this obviously has led to the debut release, which is This Could Be Love, being released 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so what initially kind of brought you into the industry? Everybody has either a moment or inspiration, a song, it can be absolutely anything, where you think, do you know what, this is what I want to do. What brought you into the industry?
You know, I've always listened to, you know, growing up listening to music, so whether that be, you know, from an early age listening to like Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, people like Jay Sean and Raga that exploded in the Asian scene, but also in the mainstream, but also listening to like Bollywood songs and Bollywood films. I know, like, I've always had a passion for music, but I think, again, it was when I think I turned 16, that's when, you know, I started taking it a bit more seriously, and, you know, people said, you know, you have a good voice, and so I kind of just used that to my kind of build my confidence, build my motivation, and started properly like focusing on writing music, you know, writing songs and singing more songs and trying to explore my kind of versatility as an artist. And I think that's what has pushed me. And I think just, I feel, you know, being an Asian artist, it's very hard to like break into the mainstream. So I feel I've set myself a vision and a goal that, you know, I obviously want to like cater for my South Asian scene as well, so bringing music that where I can bring in my roots, but at the same time still keep it Western and commercial enough to be able to break into the mainstream market.
Obviously, This Could Be Love, your recently released track, which we're really excited about. We're going to be doing an exclusive play on Sunrise today. How did that come about?
So again, this was actually back last year. I was actually writing this song, so it was actually based on a personal experience. So I was going through something back at the time, and, you know, I got into the studio with the producer, and I was like, look, I'm going through this sort of phase, I've got this idea in my head, can you play me some chords? And he started playing me like just different chords, and then there was one set of chords that, you know, was fitting perfectly with the melodies that I had in mind. And so, yeah, this kind of whole song came about just based on that little session where you play the chords, I kept with melodies, and I wanted to get across the point that, you know, even in 21st century, like, why is culture coming in between two people's love? And I feel it's personally obviously affected me, but I think a lot of people can relate to it, because I still think it happens a lot within our era right now. So that's kind of what the song is about and how it all came about.
Right, and you actually wrote the song yourself as well. I didn't realise you'd actually written it yourself.
Yeah, so I wrote the song myself, and it was based on just my own personal experience that, yeah, I kind of was going through at university last year.
Well, I've heard the song and it's amazing, so congratulations on such
an
amazing track. We are going to play it for our listeners, like I said, in a little while. But obviously the track's out, it's doing really well. What's kind of next for KZ?
So right now I'm actually just working on a few new singles, different sort of vibes. I think a couple of singles that I'm working on, they're quite more urban sort of R&B, that sort of vibe. But the next single, actually, it's going to be a mixture of English and also Punjabi. So it'll be a fusion, which, like, is something I've always wanted to do, but I've always said that it had to be the right sort of song. And I think this came across, because even the instruments, when you guys will hear it, it's got that sort of old school Asian sort of vibe and element to it, but we've just made it a little bit much more like commercial now, to obviously appeal for the kind of 2018 sound. So I'm really excited for that one, because it's my first sort of time, you know, trying to fuse English and sort of Punjabi, kind of my roots, into one sort of single. So I'm really excited for it. But yeah, currently I'm just working on finishing that, and then hopefully shoot the video for it, and then I'm hoping after Eid it will be out.
Couple of questions from our listeners, just going to throw them at you, catch you off guard a little bit. Any era, any genre, a track that you wish that you could have either collaborated on or you could have sung?
I would have to go Sony de Nacre in Partner, the film Partner.
Good choice. One of my favourites. Good choice.
Yeah.
And final curveball question I'm going to throw at you. A collaboration that you'd love to do. Any genre, any artist, any field.
Okay, right. I think, mainstream, I would love to, I think, make a song with Chris Brown. I think he's someone I really look up to. But from the Asian scene, I would say I've always looked up to like Sonu Nigam. I think he's an amazing artist. So I think something like that would be amazing. And in the urban sort of Desi vibe, Mickey Singh, I think he's amazing as well.
And before I let you go, a message for our Sunrise Radio listeners?
Thank you, guys. Honestly, like, thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my new single, This Could Be Love. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Southern. The video has just been launched a couple of weeks ago on YouTube, so please go watch it, go subscribe it, share, and obviously follow me on my socials, at OfficialKZ, on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. But once again, thank you to Sunrise for letting me do this interview. Thank you for supporting my new single. And again, thank you, guys, for all supporting me as an artist and my single.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.